As of 8 p.m. Rome time, Thursday, February 28, 2013, the See of Rome is vacant. The Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is temporarily residing at Castel Gandolfo, in the palace used by popes as a summer retreat. When renovations on the monastery inside the walls of Vatican City are complete, Benedict XVI will take up residence there. Though he has renounced the office of Bishop of Rome along with all its powers and responsibilities, the Pope Emeritus keeps the name he took at the beginning of his reign, Benedict XVI. He also continues to be styled His Holiness. Jesuit Father James Kahn, who is professor of canon law at Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University, spoke with us about a series of issues relating to the laws governing the transition, including what happens when the See of Peter becomes vacant, the so-called period sede vacante.
Well, sede vacante is it's a very generic reality. In Italian, the term means vacant seat or vacant chair, and in Latin, it's an ablative absolute, the chair being empty. It describes a vacancy of an episcopal chair or see that's occasioned by a bishop's death or transfer or his accepted resignation. The law makes provision for the ordinary administration of a vacant local chair, church, or diocese, through the appointment by the Holy See of an apostolic administrator, or the election by the diocesan consultors of a diocesan administrator. There's an age-old principle that governs the sede vacante. It says, sede vacante nihil innovator, which means when the see is vacant, let no innovations be made. In other words, nothing extraordinary should be done that would prejudice the next incumbent's freedom.
Would it be fair to describe this then as a sort of an administrative holding pattern?
That's right. That's right. And obviously, everyday business needs to be conducted, and there are provisions for that in the special law that governs the vacancy and the papal election.
In the case of the See of Peter, the Diocese of Rome, there are some peculiarities, aren't there? Can you talk about those?
Oh, indeed, there are. Yeah, well, the see becomes vacant through a pope's death or resignation. What's different between his resignation and the resignation of a bishop of another see is that it needs to be accepted by no one, while the pope has to accept the resignation of another bishop. The second difference is that the administration of the apostolic see in its vacancy is entrusted not to a single administrator, as would be the case in a diocese, ordinary diocese, but rather to the College of Cardinals. Nevertheless, the same principle of no innovations holds, and in the special law that governs this, that is regularly emphasized.
Jesuit Father James Kahn, professor of canon law at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome, is the featured guest in a special Vatican Radio podcast series in which we discuss questions relating to the laws governing the papal transition. Father Kahn's remarks reported here are part of the first interview segment to air in that series. In subsequent episodes, we also discuss the whys and wherefores of the official secrecy under which the papal election takes place. We shall be bringing you this all in short features, each dealing with one or two specific questions. The next episode will deal with questions of church governance during the sede vacante. I'm Chris Oltieri.